This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The UN says no medicine, food, or fuel has entered Gaza from its mainland crossings since Sunday. NPR's Aya Batraoui has more.
The Israeli agency coordinating aid into Gaza says Hamas is to blame after militants fired rockets at the Kerem Shalom border area on Friday, forcing that crossing with Israel to close after it had briefly reopened this week. But Scott Anderson with UNRWA, the main UN agency overseeing aid in Gaza, says the Kerem Shalom crossing hasn't been functioning even if it was momentarily opened. And without fuel, Anderson says trucks can't distribute food in warehouses and hospitals will lose electricity from generators.
So we're down to sort of our last little bit of fuel. Hopefully we'll get that corrected today, but I'm still waiting to see if it's going to be successful.
But he confirms still no food is scheduled to enter today as Israeli forces continue their assault on the southern city of Rafah. Aya Batraoui, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Meanwhile, President Biden is threatening to cut off weapons shipments to Israel if it conducts a full-scale invasion of Rafah, acknowledging that the weapons have been used to kill civilians. It's his most direct warning to Israel to protect civilians since the war began 7 months ago. Jonah Blank is a political scientist at RAND Corporation and a former political advisor to Biden when he was a senator.
He's just reached the end, I think, of his tolerance of Netanyahu's actions. 34,000 people have been killed, the large majority of them women and children. I think that this really was the point of President Biden saying, we cannot tolerate this anymore. We'll see whether Netanyahu listens.
Speaking there to NPR's Morning Edition. Meanwhile, in an interview with Dr. Phil, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he holds his government responsible for Hamas's attack on October 7th that left more than 1,200 people in Israel dead. Stocks opened higher this morning as Britain's economy recorded its strongest economic growth in more than 2 years. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
Britain's prime minister says the UK economy has turned a corner. After an economic slowdown late last year, the UK economy expanded in the first 3 months of 2024. Britain's Office for National Statistics says the first quarter growth rate was the country's strongest since the end of 2021. Stock in NVIDIA is up this morning after chipmaker Taiwan Semiconductor reported a big jump in April sales. The Taiwanese company is a major supplier to NVIDIA, which designs chips used in artificial intelligence. Novavax shares also got a shot in the arm after the struggling company announced a deal to license its COVID-19 vaccine to Sanofi. The agreement is said to be worth up to $1.2 billion. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 125 points, the Nasdaq is up 53, the S&P 500 up 16. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The chief of the Hindu Nationalist Party, the BJP, has been summoned by police following a video shared on X, formerly known as Twitter, that portrayed Muslims as gobbling up India's resources. It comes amid a weeks-long election campaign in India. NPR's Dia Hadid has more from Mumbai.
The cartoon is basic, the message clear. Three chicks in a nest. One is labelled Muslim. The chief opposition leader, Rahul Gandhi, feeds only the Muslim chick, which kicks out the other Hindu chicks from the nest. Political analyst Sugata Srinivasarajul says the BJP is trying to whip up its Hindu base as voter turnout softens, led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who referred to India's Muslim minority as infiltrators. Weeks in, India's Election Commission has remained largely mute to the communal rhetoric, even as police summon senior figures. BJP officials say they're being critical of their rivals, not Muslims. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Mumbai.
The school district in Virginia voted overnight to restore the names of three Confederate leaders to two schools. The Shenandoah County School Board's decision reverses a decision nearly 4 years ago to remove the names after many schools, universities, and military installations around the country removed names and statues after George Floyd was killed by a white police officer in Minneapolis in 2020. Wall Street's trading higher at this hour. The Dow is up 129 points. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from SAP Concur, a leading brand for integrated travel expense and invoice management solutions. With SAP Concur solutions, you'll be ready to take on whatever the market throws at you next. Learn more at concur.com.